At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Polly Ruland, who is the CEO for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Polly, great to be here for another summer conference. I think we have some very significant news that the Beef Board has approved a proposal that has to do with these committees that we know and love.
Yeah, the Beef Board forms committees with the Federation of State Beef Councils, and those committees review and recommend program work, checkoff-funded program work, to the operating committee. So back in the winter, at the winter convention, our board approved a new way of forming committees with the Federation, and then asked a task force of our members to sit down and determine what the best structure would be for our joint committees into the future. Now, those joint committees have been around a little while and probably needed some review, and it was high time. What the working group came up with was a structure that relies on the industry long-range plan and consumer demand drivers. So the new committee structure approved yesterday was a really big step forward to focusing checkoff work on consumer demand.
So the core of this, if I understand it, is really four basic overall type committees, each having their own distinct area of focus, but then having subcommittees still jointly that would operate underneath them.
That's correct. And there are four main committees, and of course most of the checkoff funding goes for work in the domestic consumer preference area. In other words, getting American consumers to love beef more than they already do. So that particular committee does have five subcommittees. And the subcommittees are the consumer demand drivers that we know through checkoff funded research drive consumer decisions about purchasing beef. Things like how much value do you get when you purchase beef? How is beef convenient? How does beef taste? Is beef safe? Those are consumer demand drivers. So that one committee will have five subcommittees that are based on consumer demand drivers. And then the other four committees revolve around global marketing and the freedom to operate, in other words, attacks from activists and those kinds of things, and also beef preference and preserving the environment for beef sales.
So how is this going to impact those of you like on the staff, and of course, you know, we having new committees, I suppose there's going to need to be some sort of transitional effort to convert to this new structure.
We'll be doing that between now and the winter convention in 2013. So through the fall is the normal time when the officers from the Federation and the officers from the Beef Board would appoint our Beef Board members each to a program committee. We'll be appointing to these new committees. And then, based on the agreement approved in winter, the operating committee chair and vice chair will choose the leadership of these four committees. So all the committees are appointed and chosen by leadership at the Federation and by the operating committee. So by the time winter convention 2013 rolls around and the committees are due to meet again, they meet twice a year, we will have a new structure in place, and all of the folks that are on the Federation Board of Directors and the Cattlemen's Beef Board appointed to a committee and will be ready to roll for 2013.
How would you describe, after the sessions we've had here, both with the Federation and Beef Board by itself, the kinds of questions, concerns, things that you've just heard feedback-wise? Obviously, with a unanimous vote, it must have been pretty positive.
Yeah, a unanimous vote came after about 40 minutes of good discussion within the board meeting. And I got to tell you, our board members are very interested in doing the right thing. They take the responsibility to check off very seriously. So there were a lot of questions about committee size, about the function of the committee, about how the current programs would fit into the committees, about what would the new committee's purview be, and what would they focus on, and how would they make decisions. These are great questions for the board to ask, because before the board acts on behalf of checkoff investors, they should understand what they're doing. And I think that the conversation that's been had over the last month and also during the board meeting yesterday indicates that board members are very involved and engaged and are big believers in the new committee structure that focuses on consumer demand.
Let's, assuming that the Federation side approves this proposal too, which we won't know, I know, till tomorrow, but at that point, is this then official, or does there still need to be maybe a USDA sign-off on this type of restructuring?
You know, USDA will need to sign off on it, but we have run this by USDA preliminarily, and we have had no indication that they are anything but happy for us as far as our strategic making our committee committee decisions more strategic and more consumer-focused. I don't foresee any issue there whatsoever.
How about just looking ahead now to the coming year? I know right now we're looking at all the proposals that are being presented for to do the work of the checkoff. You know, budget's got to be still an issue and a concern. You know, the weather conditions have not helped matters any in the country, as we know. Just, you know, your thoughts as you look ahead to this next year.
Well, I'll tell you, we are in a challenging time with the checkoff for the reasons you mentioned. The herd size being small is definitely a challenge to checkoff collections. We collect per head on the sale every time an animal is sold. Other checkoffs collect on value, collect on volume with milk, for example. We don't collect that way. So when the herd shrinks, checkoff collections shrink significantly, and that's what we've seen over the last 2 to 3 years. We anticipate that to continue throughout 2013, 2014, and perhaps beyond. It really matters to us how long the drought lasts, just like it matters to cattle producers. So the important thing to remember about that is that we're not throwing our hands up and running around. We're saying, you know what, it's even more important now for us to structure committees, for us to do important things, to make decisions so that we know that our investments are the absolute best investments in program work, best return for beef producers, and the best product for consumers that we can make.
Well, I look forward to the next day or so here at this summer conference, learning more as we do constantly. Now we have some new committee structure to learn, too, but it sounds like we've got some time to do that before it has to all be fully implemented. Thank you very much, Polly Rulin. She is the CEO for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and we've been visiting here at the 2012 Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.